Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What motivates a devout Christian with an MBA from Harvard, a law degree from Boston University, and a degree from USC Film School? Timothy A. Che is an American film producer, writer, and director. His films include Slamma Jamma, David and Goliath, Freedom, Epic Journey, Gone, Impact, The Passion of the Christ, Suing the Devil, The Genius Club, and Faking the Funk, to name a few. How does God work in the life of someone with a brilliance of mind and a creativity to produce films with a deep purpose? God is a God of purpose, and today we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program. The purpose? To bring you closer and closer to Jesus. For you to know the one who loves you, cares for you, that he loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, my friend, the living Christ, as he has called Timothy Che, the living Christ calls you. Would you open your heart to Jesus? That's our hope, my friend. That's our prayer. Timothy Che is married to Dr. Susan Che. They have two children. Tim, welcome to our show.
Oh, it's great being here, Danny. Great being here with you and Suzanne. And doing this great three-way. You're in Boston, we're in Hawaii.
Where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in L.A., and I went to high school in the West Side next to UCLA at University High School. Mm-hmm. And then I went to USC for film school. And after I graduated, couldn't get a job, Danny and Suzanne. And I think the only thing they offered me was a tour guide position at Universal Studios, which I didn't want. And so being Asian like you, I went to grad school on the behest of my parents, who forced me literally to go. And there back east in cold Boston, where you are right now, did a JD MBA and practiced law for a couple of years and couldn't take it. And then got into film as an atheist, by the way, Danny. I was not a Christian until I hit 36 years old. So I was doing Hollywood films. My first film that you mentioned, Faking the Funk, was a Universal USA Networks film. And so I was deeply a heathen, you know, a secular heathen, and found Christ later in life. But that's a whole different story.
Well, let's go there. How did you find Christ? How
you
did
know,
Christ find you?
Oh, that's yeah. Great, Danny. A good question. Well, I was in the Philippines. I was in a hotel, and I just came back from a night of going to strip clubs, partying. Manila, for those people who don't know, is considered the party capital of Asia, Manila. And came back to the hotel, five-star hotel, and couldn't find any happiness. And I was very, very restless through the night, reached for Gideon's Bible. And, you know, I didn't read it, Danny. I actually just read the questions in the beginning, and that was enough. And I got on my knees and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was a road to Emmaus experience that I never looked back after that. My agents in Hollywood, they dumped me. My managers, who represented some of the biggest writers and directors in Hollywood, dumped me. You know, I just continued to make faith-based films. No one understood why, but we know why. And when you see the light, it's a life-changing experience, much like Nicodemus. It's an eye-opening experience of being born again. And the authenticity of being born again is something that when you and Suzanne and I look at other Christians, I don't see that born again experience, because it really is born again. It's something that's unlike anything else and supernatural. And so I can see it in people, in the first 5 minutes. But it's a real born again experience, and that's what we went through.
Well, not everyone gets a MBA from Harvard and law degree from BU. And yet there are atheists with brilliant minds. What went on? How did you work through some of the reasoning of the gospel? Obviously you were an atheist. There was a reason why you were an atheist beforehand. Take us a little deeper in terms of what was going on, or what led up to that moment there in that Manila 5-star hotel.
Well, I think the biggest thing was my mom's prayers. My mom was a devout Christian, and my brother was becoming a devout Christian at the time. He's now a pastor. And I think it was, maybe a spirit of rebellion, Danny. I don't know. I know that there are so many things in this world that I understand why people are atheists, because they don't understand God's great plan, but they look at, things that just are so odd and seemingly odd, and then they say, well, I guess there is no God, which is a very stupid route to take. But they want to sin like I did, fornicating, with me, being in Hollywood, there's, a lot of temptation, especially with actresses, and you just sort of just, and I think a lot of this, Danny, falls with sin. You just try to say, okay, well, you know what? I can't explain it all, so let me just sin and have a good time, and there's no God. That's the thing that I think holds all of us back, especially in an industry that's, kind of glamorous like Hollywood, where no one is a Christian, And I don't know, Danny, when you went to Harvard recently, because, you're a sold-out Christian, but when I went to Harvard, a long time ago, they didn't have any Bible studies. It was a very heathen, the whole New England is heathen. So when we released Slammajama, they gave us minimal theaters. We were in 502 nationwide, but they said, New England, Tim, forget it. Those guys are not Christians at all. They don't subscribe to Christian values. They don't, and that's a shame, because the Pilgrims started in New England. But there was no spirituality when I went to Harvard, BU. At all. There was no one to lead me to Christ there. There were no Bible studies at Harvard. Very godless school. But maybe things have changed since then. I don't know.
Tim, you mentioned your mom's prayers. Did you grow up in the church?
I did as a small child, but I really rebelled because my dad was not a Christian, Suzanne. And so he was a banker and very opposed to Christianity. Now he's a Christian.
Praise the Lord.
It's incredible. So to all those non-believing wives out there, don't give up on your husbands or your children, because I couldn't have sunk any lower, Suzanne, Danny, as a guy who, again, fornicated. I even told people, we should abolish Christianity. I was so upset with Christians in general. And, that complete life change is just shocking.
About how old were you when the rebellion started?
I would say I was maybe... Man, I would say maybe right after high school.
Okay,
right,
I was afraid you were going to say 8 or 9 or 10. No, we got through high school.
But
okay.
I wasn't a Christian even through high school. I just did not believe.
Did you go to church?
I went to church sporadically. I went to please my mom, and then once I grew of age, I said, no, I don't want anything to do with the church. They're a bunch of losers, all that stuff. And then it got worse when I went to a secular heathen university like USC, getting into film school, where there's nothing about faith-based films back then. The whole Christian movie thing was just Billy Graham back then, and no one cared about those films. Now it's like you're seeing a revolution in the Christian faith film movies, in Hollywood. So,
well, we've come a long ways. God has used Worldwide Pictures. Now in the mainstream media, and now, Tim, you were part of a pioneering of a movement in media, weren't you?
Yeah, we sure were, Danny. We were there before Passion of the Christ and Mel Gibson, we saw that there was this big need for people who wanted to either be strengthened in the faith or else come to the faith through movies. And so we were there at, you know, way before Mel Gibson did Passion of the Christ. We saw there was a huge market. And, you know, forget the money part, but the money was amazing, you know? Mm-hmm. It was amazing. I mean, we were selling, you know, hundreds of thousands of DVDs, made millions of dollars. And the beautiful thing is, you know, that money does not make you feel good at all. I'm very proud of the fact that I didn't go run out and buy a new car or whatever. When you're changed, you're very careful with the money. It's like, you know, delight yourself in the Lord and the Lord will fulfill the desires of your heart. The heart is no longer a Ferrari, you know, Danny and Suzanne. It's fulfilling the God's word. That back then, before I became a Christian, of course a Ferrari, a Maserati would satisfy. But no longer. It's, you know, you make millions of dollars and you don't really care about those kinds of things anymore. It's true, at least for me. So.
Well, and especially when you realize how many people that movie impacted.
Yeah,
wow. Right. I mean, that's the thing that's got to drop you to your knees.
And a lot of people don't realize that Mel Gibson was under extreme amount of satanic attacks for doing that movie. And it was, you know, he still is. And so are many of us, you know, like you and Danny and the media. Mm-hmm. We're under attack constantly. You know, movie critics, these secular movie critics. And, you know, they're just always out to get us. You know, even with Slammajam, a beautiful film. You have a guy who is basically lying, the secular movie critic from the AV Club, and just basically saying there was camera equipment all over, like we were these sloppy filmmakers. And there was no camera equipment except for showing that it was an ESPN national championship, but all to attack us and to humiliate us and to you know, disrespect us. So it's one of those things, you know. It's something that you know, I have to fight, you know, to love these people. Because you want to just, you know, you just want to hate on them. But you just, you know, God's call is love, and it's extremely hard to do. It's even myself walking with Christ now all these years. It's extremely hard to love the unlovable. And the people who attacked Mel Gibson in Passion of the Christ, you know, they should be ashamed of themselves. But, you know, there's still God's chosen people. But, you know, I don't know why there's still God's chosen people, but they're the ones who viciously attack us the most. They sue us. They, you know, I mean, they're just vicious. But when they come to Christ, they're the most beautiful people, the messianic ones. So,
Well, here's Timothy Che. As you can tell, he's in the thick of things in Hollywood, in the entertainment industry. He's a pioneer of faith-based movies, mainstream movies that have in a very significant way taken the country by storm. We thank God for Worldwide Pictures and The Hiding Place and some of those pioneering movies. And pioneering, yes, but the industry has grown, and Timothy Che is here to share not only his journey, but what we can look forward to in seeing the kind of influence, impact, this could have in our society. Maybe he'll share a little bit about how God spoke to him or revealed to him the vision and also the dreams that he's had to see the kind of movies that he's produced. He and his wife, Dr. Susan Che. More with Tim Che, Heart to Heart, when we come back. Stay with us.
Wondering desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Timothy Chay's work has been seen on E! Entertainment, The Wall Street Journal, LA Times, Vibe TV, MTV, People Magazine, and the New York Times, just to name a few. Tim is with us today, and we're grateful that you're joining us. You can find out more about Tim and his latest project at theislandsmovie.com. Again, theislandsmovie.com. Maybe you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of our last segment. You can get this program in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Share it with a friend. Share it with a family member. Tim, how did you go from being a lawyer, getting your MBA, and of course you had your undergrad at USC Film School, but through your law practice, how did you go back to making films?
Oh, that's a good question, Danny. And, you know, actually, I was working at one of the biggest law firms in L.A., and I was in my second year, Danny and Suzanne, when I left for Hong Kong dissatisfied, not knowing it was really God taking me out of law and business, and went to Hong Kong. And then I said, you know, I want to get back into film, my passion, which was writing, directing, filmmaking. And so I quit, and I went full on into Hollywood. And within a year and a half, we set up my first film, which stars Margaret Cho, Pam Grier. It was the first Asian black movie before Rush Hour, where Chris Tucker actually came up to me at a party and said, you know, I'm doing a movie with Jackie Chan called Rush Hour. So this is all, of course, when I was a secular heathen. And it was great. Those are great years. And I was meeting with studio heads. You know, I was offered the role to write Rush Hour 2. I was offered many other directing gigs, including a train horror movie that they wanted to pay me, you know, a couple million dollars to direct for a studio. So these were going on at the time when I was getting more and more dissatisfied, I think, with my life. And I was thinking, well, film's not making me happy. Law didn't make me happy. Film's not making me happy. You know, what's going on? And I see this now, looking back on everything. It's a process that God is still helping me grow, and at that time was really leading me to him in an amazing way.
How did you meet Susan?
Susan has just been the light of my life. You know, she's a former nurse, and she helped me in film production. We have two children, and you know, when she quit nursing and decided to help me full-time with film, we never looked back, Danny. We always thought, well, maybe Susan has to get a job as a nurse, or maybe I have to go back into law as a daytime job, because, you know, we were at the infancy right now of Christian movies, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible. We never had to. And that was 22 years ago. 11 movies. We're doing our 12th this year. God has just been so faithful. And I realize, you know, when it's true, you know, you give the Lord an inch, he takes a mile. And he'll never let the righteous starve. And so I think it was good, though, that we both had backups. I could go back into law. She could go back into nursing. That kind of backup, plan B, kept us going. You know, it's good to always have a backup, I think. But it was an unnecessary backup, because it's kind of like Gideon, who had to see for himself if attacking that, you know, fortress was going to be okay. And he sends two spies and they find out, oh, yeah, you know, they're scared to death of us. I think that was the only thing. But we never had to go back into nursing or law ever again. Thank God for that. And God just really reached out. I think it started, Danny and Suzanne, with evangelism, because we really fulfilled the Great Commission and wanted to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And I think when you fulfill that commandment from God, He opens up doors that you can, I mean, you can quit your job. You can do whatever you want. I believe that with all my heart, because we saw it in our own lives. There are so many people who go, oh, I wish I could be a missionary, but, you know, I'm stuck down in my 9-to-5 job. And I'm like, look, you know, like, if you feel God is pulling you there, He'll find a way to support you. And you know, I it's a whole different story I'd love to share with you guys on Christmas Eve. It happened to me. But, you know, that is you know, I tell people, if you have a heart for putting God first, He'll take care of the rest. And it happened to us. We never had to work day jobs again.
You're producing and directing The Islands, the biggest movie on Hawaii history, based on the stories of Hawaii's beginnings, Captain Cook's arrival to King Kamehameha's unification, those wars, to the chaotic last months of Queen Liliuokalani's monarchy. What inspired you to take on such an epic project?
Thanks, Danny. Well, you know, we just finished Freedom with Cuba Gooding Jr. And I got to tell you something, Danny and Suzanne. Freedom, which stars Cuba Gooding Jr. on Showtime, was one of the big rating blockbusters for Showtime. And it's one of the first, if not the first, faith-based film Showtime has ever produced and shown to, you know, 80 million homes. It's on the early life of John Newton, Road to Amazing Grace. We shot that on the Amistad with my friend Dean Cundy, who's the DP of Jurassic Park Back to the Future. It looks fantastic. You know, I've been on planes where people saw the film and they said they cried. But the history of Hawaii, Danny and Suzanne, is amazing. And I would not have done this film if it were not for Chiefess Kapi'olani going to the top of the volcano and denouncing the god of hate and denouncing human sacrificing and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. And she came back down saying, you don't have to worship my religion. It's freedom to worship. You can worship Pele. I choose in my household to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's a true story. And she said that. And that is going to be an incredible epic shot of helicopters, the whole thing. Imagine a lone woman going to the top of the volcano by herself. The visual cinematography of that excites me. And then, of course, the last reign of Queen Liliuokalani, who was arrested. And as a Christian, she wanted no violence. And she never stepped foot in the palace again. And they arrested her and put her under house arrest. And they annexed, literally, Hawaii. And in 1993, Bill Clinton issued an apology, and all that will be in there. So we're gunning for an Oscar nomination. I think this is going to be bigger than Hacksaw Ridge. I think we have a 98% chance, if we do it right, to be nominated as one of the top 10 best pictures. And all to glorify the Lord Jesus and to give Him praise. And we're excited. I tell you, we're excited about this one. And we start shooting in September. So if anybody knows any native Hawaiians who would like to be in the film, you're in. You're in. So...
That sounds like an open invitation.
It is. It is an open invitation.
But I don't think he's going to take this Howie that has a Hawaiian heart, because he can't see that my heart is native.
Actually, you know, Suzanne, we have a need for Caucasians because of the Captain Cook segment. And Captain Cook,
I'm raising my hand.
You can be a wife of Captain Cook.
Thank you.
And also, we have need for Caucasians because Asa Thurston and Hiram Bingham were the two first Christian missionaries. And they were not just hated, Danny, by the natives. They were hated by sailors who came here, who did not want to get rid of prostitution, drunkenness, the bars, mm-hmm. and the whole thing. And Chiefess Kapi'olani ended all of that. And so they got beat up, according to history, pretty bad, almost to the point of death. And we'll show that in slow motion, much like the guy in Hacksaw Ridge got beat up for his faith. So,
Tim, I want to spend a little more time. I mean, how long did you study this? You know, how much reading did you do? Research did you do to be able to encapsulate all this in a feature film?
Oh, thanks, Danny. Well, it's not just me. You know, we have Dr. Umi Perkins from the University of Hawaii, preeminent historian, mm-hmm. Who's helping out. You know, doing co-writing, you know, researching. We have Wayne Brom, who's a prominent historian, knows everything about King Kamehameha. You know, we've got people on our board of advisors like Duke Iona, who I love, Donald Bryan, who's a friend of yours, I know, Danny, and she's Native Hawaiian. And so, you know, we've got a lot of Native Hawaiians on our board who are just, you know, ecstatic about us doing this movie right, getting Native Hawaiians. And, of course, you probably in Boston haven't heard the news, but I think we're on the news every night about auditioning King Kamehameha, Chiefest Kampiolani, and this film. And it's all positive because we are going to honor the Native Hawaiians and using Native Hawaiians as the actors in the film, and that the history is vetted by researchers who are Native Hawaiian and who also have PhDs. So we're covering all our bases. And this movie doesn't get made, then a piece of Hawaiian history, probably the whole Hawaiian history, will be vanished. And everything will be about Pearl Harbor. Because right now, people come to the islands, the only thing they want to see is Pearl Harbor. They have no clue about Queen Liliuokalani. Mm-hmm. King Kamehameha is just an avenue to them. So we want to bring what happened and the power of Christianity that hit the islands. And we don't want to... we don't want to compromise on that, on that important aspect as well. But it's not a documentary. It's a feature film. It's going to be very exciting. King Kamehameha took out 1,000 people barehandedly. And that's oral tradition. It's true. I couldn't believe it when the historians told me that. Single-handedly, he killed and beat up 1,000 of the Maui warriors. So I was like, wow, I thought it was just 300. It's 1,000, huh? That's going to look cinematically amazing. And to get that fight, we have to bring in maybe 10 fight coordinators to have him take on 1,000 warriors. So, it's not just a goody-two-shoes Christian movie. It is an epic, powerful. This is a $40 million film, Danny and Suzanne. So this is not some slouchy, little Christian film, shot in a house. It's an epic film that we're proud of, and you'll be proud of.
Well, and I can feel some of the excitement welling up.
Yes,
I think even in the body of Christ, when we look at certain aspects of quality, I'm speaking in general terms. When something is produced, if we're going to share it with a friend or a family member or invite someone to watch or be a part of, there's just this attractiveness to the elegance or the beauty of excellence when something is done. And,
sure.
You being in mainstream media, you're operating, you live in that world. But you see what I'm saying, Tim? I mean, sometimes we don't want to share something that is subpar. And of course, a message is the message, but how does it get conveyed? And there's something within the human spirit, I think, that resonates with a certain quality of exquisiteness that is a draw.
Danny, I couldn't agree with you more. And like you and Suzanne are such professionals in the media. You guys know everything about, outsourcing all the video, audio, and everything. And it's just the way I compare it with Christian filmmaking is it's like you and I, Danny, we go to the Boston Celtics and we try out for the team. And they're like, I'm sorry, what are you two Asian guys doing here? You're not even Jeremy Lin. And we're like, well, we're Christians, and so we want to try out for the basketball team. And I don't understand why filmmaking is any different. So many of my Christian friends who have never even had a film background, they've not appreciated films and they haven't studied films. They go in there thinking they can make a Christian film. And I think that's bad because it reflects poorly on all of us. And it reflects poorly on the theaters who don't want to take another chance on a Christian movie because they see somebody who's, not capable. But it's a very, very... glamorous industry, and I understand why it attracts and people manifest in it. I mean, we had a pastor actor friend of ours who we flew all the way to Australia, and this guy's getting into a fight with all the other actors, and then he said, I want my name above the credits. So we're getting those kinds of people, but it's an industry that just attracts like a magnet a lot of people. And it's okay, but I know their hearts are right. But again, it goes back to that analogy, and also any industry, whether it's architecture or whatever, I don't think it's just good enough just to say I'm a Christian, I'm sold out, and I love Jesus. I think there's more to it than that. And so you're absolutely right, Danny.
Well, Tim, let's talk a little bit more about the movie, The Islands. You can learn more, check it out, theislandsmovie.com. Tim Che, it's a new blockbuster release that's in the process of production.
Danny, just for clarity, is it The Island Movies or just theislands.com?
I, the Islands movie, correct?
Okay, thanks. Just wanted to be sure so our listeners know.
No worries.
Thank you.
We want to be excellent, Suzanne.
Yes, we do. And you are. Thank you.
You are, Danny. Don't worry. Suzanne, both of you guys are awesome.
And here's another thing when we come back from our break. In 2012, Tim Che embarked on a 31-country journey, including Japan, Brazil, Argentina, China, the UK. I mean, 31 countries. A film that showed people whose lives were changed by God. I want to hear about that, don't you?
Yes.
Well, Tim is in the business of communication. He's conveying a message. Is it a message of hope? Is it a message of purpose? Is it a message of love? Is it a message of God? And conveying it in a way that is absolutely captivating, engaging culture, society. He knows what's beneath the surface. I'd like him to share what he sees beneath the surface in media. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, I can imagine, but then I can barely imagine what it will look like. Thinking about The Islands, the movie, written and produced by Tim Che. In fact, you can find out more about The Islands movie at theislandsmovie.com. Tim is focused in producing these feature films that are taking the country by storm, and more to it in the days to come. Tim, when you envision The Islands movie, and you have all the culture, the research, you have your cast. Deep down inside, what does Tim Che want to see happen?
Well, it's thanks, Danny. It's evangelism more than anything in the world, and it's powerful. It's powerful to share Christ, to a dying world, and the DNA inside me as a filmmaker is God. It's just like the DNA inside M. Night Shyamalan, who does all those terror movies. He says, I have to have a surprise at the end. My DNA is I have to share Christ and God in every movie that we do, including Slammajama, which Suzanne saw.
Yes.
Have to do that. There's no point because filmmaking is so hard, Danny and Suzanne. Casting, dealing with all of the people on a set. We're getting 2,000 people that we're hiring here in Hawaii. Dealing with the press, dealing with the media, dealing with then releasing the film, dealing with publicity, dealing with, as I mentioned before, these evil critics and malicious, So it's if you're not doing it for the Lord, then you're going to die. You're going to get killed because it's so hard to do this, job. And as producer, director, it's hard, Danny, I tell you, because you're we're getting hundreds of emails from people, casting directors, they need this, production designers, they need this, costume designers need this, location managers, when's my lunch break, says another crew member, go tell him, so there's a million things that are hitting us. So if we're not doing it for the Lord, it's too much. And at the end of the day, you have to pray and say, Lord, continue to guide me. I'm still a work in progress, I'm not perfect by any means, but ask my wife. But, it's just something that drives me. So my DNA is definitely evangelism, and it's my wife's, evangelism too. And I think we've been blessed by God because of that, Danny and Suzanne. We've been blessed because of our mission. When we're not making films, we actually go down to Waikiki and hand out tracts, Japanese and English, to all of the tourists. And, we can't sit still. And so, as a filmmaker, I have the biggest excuse to say, I'm going to go check out this movie tonight because I want to see the latest shots. I have every excuse to say that, but I don't. To each his own, what way the Holy Spirit is guiding us, because I know some of my pastor friends watch movies to take the edge off of them. But we take the edge off of us by going and evangelizing. And God has really used us. And like you said, with that Epic Journey movie, we shot that in 36 countries over a 3-year period. And during those 3 years, Danny and Suzanne, I came back and made David and Goliath and Freedom. And then went back on that Epic Journey that was sponsored by the Grace Foundation. And, it was an incredible journey. It took us to 36 countries. And, it was aired on primetime on the Daystar television. Which hit 55 million homes, and people everywhere were saying they were blessed. But it was not glamorous doing it. I don't like to miss my plane in Madrid at 4 a.m, Danny. I don't like that part. It's very hard work, researching, getting a research team, it's very, very hard work. And Sue and I, we don't like hotels at all. We'd rather be in Hawaii kicking back, going snorkeling in magic hour. So we are not, by any means, traveling people. I don't like to go to the airport. Security is tight. TSA, long lines at the airport, wrapping around the airports in Egypt. That's not fun at all, and being in the hot sun and then pushing your trolley one more inch after an hour. It's not fun at all. It's not fun at all. And I made a promise to my wife that we wouldn't go traveling, and we're just done, except for making movies. But we're just done because it took a lot out of us during that 3-year period. But we saw things, Danny and Suzanne, that was incredible. Like in Kenya, this Kenyan woman on Christmas morning, she had no more food to feed her orphans. And on Christmas morning, she went up to her bedroom and she cried like a baby. She said, this is in Kenya. And she said, God, if you don't help me on this Christmas morning find food for my 33 orphans, I quit. I there's only a bottle of ketchup left. I quit. And she was in tears. And right then there was a knock on the door. Knock, knock, knock. And she went down and she opened the door. And there was a lady she's never seen before in blonde hair. And she said, are you the head of the orphanage? She said, yes. She goes, here's a check for $5,000. Merry Christmas. And she said she closed the door and she wept because she said, there is a God, because that knock came right after she said, if you don't help me, I quit. And I've seen this in so many instances like you, Danny, you know, where you fell off a 400-foot cliff. You know, those kinds of things, I think when you are the most desperate point in your entire life, that's when God comes through. It's not just, oh, God, you know, help me pay off my mortgage. Oh, God, help me, you know, these selfish ambitions. I think we don't understand as Americans how selfish we are. But I don't think God can honor some of these requests I hear so many people praying for. You know, oh, give me that million. I need that million now. I don't think that's it. I think it's when our most desperate times, including myself, are when you fell off that 400-foot cliff, Danny. Those are desperate times that need God, and He comes through every single time.
Yeah. Tim, you interviewed and filmed so many people. You mentioned Kenya. You mentioned this woman. What other stories on that journey that you took, you and Susan, any one or two more that stood out to you that you've often shared?
Yeah, you know, Danny, there was a Yakuza gang member who was in the Yakuza. He got his fingers cut off. And, you know, he dealt in prostitution, murder. You know, he was in a gang. You know, this is the most vicious gang in Japan, some say the world. And one time when he was in the hospital, he reached for a Bible in Japanese. He didn't know who gave it to him. And he read it while he was in the hospital after he'd been shot. And he accepted Jesus Christ and now is a pastor in Tokyo. And the most amazing thing is, if you leave the Yakuza, and you know this, Danny, because I know you have a ministry in Japan, you can't leave the Yakuza. No one can just go and say, hey, see you later, guys. I became a Christian. And so he was visited by the Yakuza at his church, and it's in Shibuya. And my wife and I visited that church. It's incredible. It's packed with Japanese. And they visited him after church, and they said, you know, you can't leave the Yakuza. And then the pastor said, I'm sorry, but I did. And here I am if you want to find me, because I'm never leaving, and I follow Jesus Christ. He said they walked away, and they never came back ever again. And that was like 15 years ago or something like that. And that is an incredible miracle that we saw in Tokyo. And then we saw another miracle of a multimillionaire who lost everything and had a nervous breakdown, went to a mental hospital, and there he found Christ. And Christ saved him. He said he got out of that mental hospital, and God gave him back his money, and he's now a multimillionaire. He was a racist, and now he's going back to Africa, opening up wells for these black children. He said, it's, you know, I never liked black people, he said, but God changed my heart, you know, and I'm so glad I went to that mental hospital. So seeing all walks of life, Yakuza gang member, multimillionaire, and the woman who heads the orphanage in Kenya, led me to one belief, and this is 36 countries, Danny and Suzanne. God is no respecter of people. And if He doesn't respect anything that you do in life, and if he can do miracles in the Yakuza gang member, the woman in Kenya, and the multimillionaire, He can do a miracle in your life. And that was the biggest point that we want to share to the world. And I think that's what I got out of those 3 years. He's no respecter of people. And if He can do a miracle in their life, why can He not do a miracle in our lives, which He has with mine? And I know with you, Danny, and Suzanne, I'm sure with you. So,
God did an amazing work in a young boy by the name of David. And he took on a great foe, Goliath. And Tim, you produced a movie, David and Goliath, shot in North Africa, finished in London. What did you learn about David that you didn't know before?
You know what's so amazing about that movie, Danny, was we shot it in North Africa about a few months before the terrorist attacks, because we're right next to Libya, and we actually had to evacuate because it was so dangerous. They were blocking our roads going up to Zareba in Tunisia. And we had to finish it in studios in London. But what I learned the most about it was, you know, how raw David's faith was at 16 years old. He had the courage of a lion, mm-hmm. and how he lost it later on with Bathsheba committing adultery. It's like it can make you cry, because that's how it is sometimes with sin. You know, You know, sometimes, you know, Danny and Suzanne, you know, I come back from a 36-country journey. God showed me the Red Sea parting, and I'm still complaining about rush hour traffic. I'm still complaining about, oh, this guy cut me off on the freeway. You know, and it's something that no matter what great things you've done for God, it's just you're going to constantly be attacked. And that's what I learned about doing this movie, David and Goliath, was how raw his faith was and how powerful it was. But later on, he not only sins, he murders Bathsheba's husband. So you would think this guy would just be stronger and stronger until when he's in his 50s, like he was, I think, when he did the Bathsheba thing. You're like a Titanic giant in faith, but all of us, no matter how great things that we've done for God, and seen the miracles firsthand, and you know how God has blessed you, you still complain. You still are like the Israelites saying, "Oh, there's no leeks and no garlic," and you just want to deliver it from the Red Sea. We've seen miracles, Danny. That's just second to none. It's nothing can explain except God, and yet. I come back to Hawaii and I'm complaining, oh, there's too many people in Hanama Bay. I wish these tourists would leave. So it's just there's no end to it, you know. But it is a daily thing, and you have to be careful that even though you've vanquished the giants like you have, Danny, and you know, all these books that you've written, and you're a giant in the Lord, you can stumble. You can stumble, and you know, it's just the way it is, you know, and especially in our industry, in the media industry, you know, there's always something. And, you know, as a guy, you know, you see, especially as a director, I'm seeing, you know, some very beautiful women coming in casting. I have to make sure that my wife is in those casting sessions, you know, and I have to make sure I'm not looking at that beautiful woman more than 2 seconds, just looking at the acting. But it is, you know, that's why we need a lot of prayer, those of us in the media, because we're hit with all of these temptations bombarding us daily. And it's going to getting worse, you know, as we're, you know, maybe hurling towards the last days. We're just getting worse and worse. So so that's why, you know, we ask people to pray for us all the time, mightily, because we can fall too, you know, and we can fall in many ways in sin. And as I've said many times, I'm a work in progress, but I'm a very sold out Christian. And I know one thing for sure. When God says, "Well done, good and faithful servant," I tell my wife, he's going to say, "Well done, good and faithful," to my wife, and "Well done, faithful" to me, because I'm still working on 1 Corinthians 13, which is love, kindness, gentleness, patience, self-control, not irritable, not ill-mannered, no records of wrong. I still have to have 1 Corinthians 13 in me, but not you and Suzanne.
Oh,
you guys,
yes, we do.
No, I don't think so. You guys follow that, but I don't.
Ooh. Well, behind these microphones, perhaps we could paint the picture. As Tim Che utters those words, tongue-in-cheek, of course, that we don't stumble and we don't fall, I blush. I think Suzanne probably
I'm shaking
blushes.
My head. Lord, have mercy.
Here's the thing I love about you, Tim. You know, you talk about the raw way of David. In life, really. Especially in the kind of work that you're doing, there can be such a charade that could be played, and yet it's counterbalanced by a rawness and authenticity that I sense even as you speak. And I think the Lord uses that,
yes.
Hopefully in all of us, mm-hmm. To just be open, to be raw, because of the tendency we all have to see ourselves as higher or better than we ought to think. Oh, how we need the grace of Christ, how we need the love of Jesus to pour out in our hearts, because we totter on foolishness so often. More from our friend Tim Che. Heart to Heart with you when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinanan Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Timothy Che's work has reached over 200 million homes worldwide on TV and the box office. He's currently working on the feature film, The Islands. You can find out more about The Islands at theislandsmovie.com, theislandsmovie.com. Tim, we've got just less than 4 minutes left. What do you do when you're not making movies?
Oh, that's a very good question, Danny. And, you know, when we're not making movies, my wife and I go to Bible studies in church almost every night. And you really need it in these times we're living in. You know, we don't go to movies. We don't do secular things. And we are in a secular industry. You know, The Islands movie, you know, we're getting some big-time actors to be in it. But we really love, you know, going to Bible studies, hosting Bible studies. We love just fellowshipping with the body of Christ. And it is the most blessed thing in the world. I don't care if there's five people in the church. My wife and I, just last night, we were at a church called Jesus is Coming Soon. And there's like five people in the church. I literally cried. You know, the pastor has such a good heart, and he's such a beautiful guy. But we don't care about, you know, numbers. We're not into, you know, going to these mega churches just for the sake of being with a bunch of people and being popular. We like going to small churches, too, and embracing the pastors. And they need a lot of help. They need a lot of money. You know, so, you know, we want to bless them, you know, financially as well. It's very, very important that you tithe, offer to Christian ministries, because everybody's hurting, Danny, you know, and I am so, you know, a fan of sharing the wealth, because 1 Corinthians commands us to, you know, those who have plenty give to those in need, so there's equality. That has been completely ignored in the body of Christ these days. And yeah, so
talk about hurting. People are hurting. A parting shot, Tim, what would you say to someone going through a really tough time right now?
I would say, because we've all gone through really tough times, Danny, and I've seen this, you know, in our travels, I would say the number one thing is you got to get on your knees. You know, you got to fast and pray, and you got to really put God first and never let that love go. Because for us, you know, when we realize, you know, we're in dire straits, We put everything in God's hands, and, you know, we keep going through those Bible verses, you know, all things work together for good to those who love God. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll fulfill the desires of your heart. Be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and thanksgiving, make a request known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And get away from the world, you know. Go off to some place like a beach or something. Everyone has a place they can get off. And spend time with God. And, you know, I've had that happen, Danny, where I've felt the Lord say, no, I want to spend time with you today. Get your Bible, not your laptop. And when I did that, open doors just happened, you know. So I see that. I see that.
And, you know, God delights in blessing us, Tim. And he delights in blessing our obedience. And that's exactly what you're exampling to our listeners today. Praise God.
Oh, thanks so much, Suzanne.
Well, the Lord has entrusted you and Susan with so much, and you hold the gifts and the calling and the opportunities given by God, I can tell you, you hold it with a great sense of stewardship before the Lord. Like Suzanne said, exemplary. I'm inspired by how God is using you. And at the same time, I can see, wow, okay, there's a certain kind of character quality that they've gone through. They've gone through the ringer of the experiences of life to be where they are today. And I tell you, Tim, that's why I'm so grateful that you shared this time with us in sharing heart to heart. God's used you to touch our dear listeners today. I truly believe that.
Oh, thanks so much, Danny and Suzanne. It's wonderful, an honor being on your wonderful show, and just so happy. And my wife loves you and loves Suzanne and loves the show. And, you know, it's just an amazing ministry that you guys have. And it's an important, powerful ministry that people will listen to in the middle of the night, you know. And I got to tell you, when I was an early Christian, I listened to radio broadcasts in the deep part of the early morning hours, and it kept me alive. So this is such an important broadcast. I praise God for you guys. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Tim. Encouraging insights from Timothy Che. Check out theislandsmovie.com. I can't wait to see it. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. My friend, if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. Luke 11:10. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Timothy Che. Again, theislandsmovie.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.